装备自己啊，跟从一篇好的讲道啊的这个内容哦，方法啊，以及果效哦，来跟大家学习。
We've talked about how to equip ourselves and also the components of delivering a good sermon, and we've discussed and shared with everyone.
哦，来帮助我们啊，对于一个哦这个讲道啊。有一个概念，有一个方向。
And those two sessions gave us the correct perspective and concept as to how to deliver a sermon.
作为我们将来讲到服事的一个参考。
And hopefully the knowledge that you've gained will be references for you to keep for future sermons that you would deliver.
那接下来，小弟要用两节的课跟我们一起学习，要怎么来找材料。
So now, following this, we like to use two sessions to learn about how to choose and extract materials for your sermons.
哦，对很多的啊，这个刚开始要讲到的、学习讲到的哦，这个弟兄姐妹来说。
And to us, especially those who are new at preparing sermons.
哦，要怎么准备材料？哦，经常啊，让我们觉得哦，摸不着头绪啊。
And to us, a lot of the times, it's very puzzling as to where to start to choose materials.
哦，所以我们现在就来看看我们要怎么在组织讲章这个的过程当中怎么去选择我们要用的讲道材料。
So now I'd like to discuss in your preparation of the sermon framework, how can you choose your materials accordingly?
这一节跟大家分享，就是从圣经里头来选择讲道的材料。
So this session I'll be focusing on how to choose materials from the Bible.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书三章的十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节
Chapter 3 verse 16
圣经都是神所默示的于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的十七节
17
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事在这个经文里头告诉我们
In this few verses it tells us
圣经啊有这么多的功用
That there's all these functions for the Bible
圣经的内容很丰富
And there's a lot of content in the Bible.
能够在教训督责使人归正教导人学义提供很多的这个教导跟很多的教训。
It gives us a lot of uses for teaching, rebuking, for correcting, for training, educating.
所以圣经啊，是我们讲道的人第一个选择。
So obviously, the scripture would be your first source.In choice for materials.
因为我们是在讲圣经
Because we are preaching about the Bible.
讲神的话。
We are discussing about the words of God.
为耶稣做见证。
We are testifying for Jesus Christ.
那当然我们讲的材料要从圣经里头来这个选择。
So naturally, you would choose your materials from the Bible.
那以圣经来做我们材料的讲道材料选择它有什么样的优点
What are the benefits of a Bible-based sermon?
第一个它具有绝对的权威性
The first benefit is that it has the absolute authority for your sermon
能够让听到的人使这个让这个讲道人所讲的道能够有权威性能够有感召的力量
The Bible allows the speaker to have authority and have appeal when referencing it.
尤其在对这个不同教派的基督徒谈道的时候。
This is especially the case when you're discussing the truth with other denominations.
如果你能够用圣经的经文来作为你正道的内容。
If you are able to use the Bible as a reference,to justify and to debate your position.
那他们呢都不会有异议也不会有有这个抗议
Then there's really nothing that they can use to combat you, or they would be willingly accepting your position.
哦，接受我们的啊，这个哦，那个这个啊，接受我们的哦，这个理论哦，接受我们的啊讲道。
And consequently, they will also accept your logic and your words.
哦，所以用圣经做我们讲道的材料，让讲道的人的道理啊，能够有权威性。
So if we use the Bible as a source of our sermon, then the speaker will be authoritative and the sermon will be appealing.
好，那对弟兄姐妹来说，听道人来说，哈，他们啊，对于所听的道，哦，也啊比较能够接受，哦，也啊有这个信服力呀。
And to the listeners, they will be easily it'll be easier for them to be persuaded and also for them to accept.
啊，因为是圣经说的。
Because it's from the Bible.
哦，除非你不信了。
Unless you don't believe the words in the Bible.
哦，你否定圣经啊。
Unless you deny the words in the Bible.
啊，不然通常哦不会有哦有任何的意见的。
But generally speaking, usually people will not have any conflicts with the words in the Bible.
就算是不高兴、不喜欢，还是要接受。
Because even if they don't feel like it or they're not in a good mood, they still cannot deny the words in the Bible.
哦，这个是从哦以圣经啊作为我们讲道材料选择的优点哦。
So this is one of the benefits of utilizing the Bible as material for your sermon.
有绝对的权威性。
Has the absolute authority.
哦，那第二个哦，从以圣经为我们讲道材料的选择啊，它能够提供我们明确的主题。
And the second point, when we use Bible as a material, is that it provides a clear theme for us.
哦，让我们有一个目标。
It provides the appropriate direction.
有范围。
And parameters.
哦，有依据。
And it allows you to draw basis for your sermons.
而且啊，哦，能够很自然的结束。
And naturally, you'll come to your conclusion appropriately.
容易准备，也容易发挥。
It's easy to prepare and easy to expand upon.
哦，比如我们用主耶稣的神迹，主耶稣的这个比喻。
For example, we can draw upon the miracles performed by Jesus, the parables that were presented by Jesus.
哦，他们都已经是哦单独独立的哦这个。这个材料了。
Because they are self-sufficient in their teachings and their logic and conclusions.
哦，让我们呢在准备上就比较容易。
And that allows us an easier time in preparing our framework for our sermon.
哦，那对于听到的人来说。
And to the people that are listening to the sermon.
哦，能够明白圣经。
That allows them to understand the Bible.
哦，能够记下他们所听的道。
Allows them to remember the truth and the teachings.
哦，因为圣经提供一个很明确的主题。
Because the Bible provides a very clear theme for us to draw upon.
哦，这个也是哦，用圣经做我们讲道材料的好处。
This is another benefit of using a Bible-based sermon.
哦，那第三点哦，用圣经做我们讲道材料的这个好处啊。
And the third benefit of using a Bible-based sermon.
哦，啊，因为哦，这个圣经哦，包罗万象哦，能够提供各种不同类别的信息。
Allows us to draw upon different categories of messages because the Bible is very diverse.
哦，能够让讲道的人哦，哦，有很多丰富的讲题可以讲。
Provides the speaker a wealth of themes.
哦，可以讲不同的信息。
And they can cater to different needs.
哦，提供不同的需要哦。
And cater to different needs.
哦，小弟记得在台湾呢，当时注目两个教会啊，几乎是每天都要讲道。
I remember when I was in Taiwan, I presided over two churches, and to me, every day I had to deliver a sermon.
哦，一个礼拜至少哈要讲，哦，就算两个教会讲重复的哈。要准备五篇道理。
And even if I repeated my sermon between these two churches, I have to prepare at least five sermons each week.
哦，那一年哦，扣掉说外地出去协助灵恩会哦，一年呢，大概要讲200篇道理。
And notwithstanding the visitation to other churches and the sermons that I have to prepare for those, I would have to prepare upwards of 200 sermons in each year.
小弟在同一个地方, 待了5年。
And so that situation where I presided was over a period of 5 years.
但是还没有把圣经整个讲一遍过。
But even still, I was not able to have the time to discuss and thoroughly through the entire Bible. Because there's a wealth of categories or messages in the Bible.
同样一段经文,你可以做很多的勉励。
Just one singular verse, you're able to draw upon a variety of different perspectives and teachings.
比如说亚伯拉罕献上他独生子以撒那件事情。
For example, Abraham offering his son Isaac as an offering. You can talk about faith.
你也可以讲顺服啊。
You can draw upon the notion of obedience.
你也可以讲奉献。
You can talk about offering.
你也可以讲亲子关系啊。
You can talk about father and son relationships.
你看有多少同样一段信息就可以那么多一段的这个内容可以讲那么多不同的信息。
One message or one story, you're able to draw upon a variety of different categories.
所以圣经是我们最好的这个讲道材料。
Consequently, the Bible is the best source of materials for our sermons.
能够提供讲道的人讲不完的材料。
And it basically provides the speaker endless amount of topics and ideas.
那对听到的人来说啊,
again, to the listeners.
也能够让他们对于这个研读圣经有了兴趣。
It heightens the listeners' interest in studying the Bible.
让他们属灵的这个生命能够越来越成熟。
It allows their spiritual life to mature.
所以讲道的人,
and as for the speakers,
一定要在圣经上下功夫。
We have to, or we must put in efforts in studying the words of the God in the Bible.
靠着圣灵。
We have to rely on our Holy Spirit.
在研经上要下功夫。
That we have to put in efforts in studying the words of God.
千万不要想说我去参加这个周传道这个圣经讲习会，这个领会人员讲习会，回来我就可以上台了。
Do not at one moment even kid yourself in that the fact that you are here attending a seminar that you're fully equipped to go back to deliver a wonderful sermon.
我们都看过这个中国功夫很出名。
And we all know that the Chinese Kung Fu is very famous.
但是中国功夫第一个要练的就是你要怎么蹲马步。
However, the first basic lesson when you take upon Kung Fu is how to train your leg strength.
那个蹲马步，那个是所有这个招式的最基本。
And because by training your lower body strength, that is the foundation of where all your strengths will be coming from when you practice Kung Fu.
那你这个如果不下功夫，你只想说，我在那个招式上来学习，顶多花拳绣腿而已。
If you do not want to pay the effort and time into training the basics, you just want to skip it and go right to the more advanced levels.
同样讲道也是一样。 Then
you will fail, and that's the same case with delivering sermons.
传道怎么样才能够像你们一下子翻这一间，一下子新约，一下子旧约，一下子这一卷，一下子那一卷。
Some people may ask us, the sermon speakers, how could you be able to reference these Bible verses so quickly and so effectively?
除了你不断地读圣经之外,
aside from the fact that you just keep on reading the Bible,
没有什么技巧了,
there's no other secrets. That's it.
有人说，现在电脑很发达，我只要 那个圣经工具一 key in 哦，通通都出来了。
Some people may feel that because of the technology advancement, we could just easily search for something, it'll just pop right up.
你如果不去读它，你光那个search出来就拿出来这边拼那边，那你只是圣经接龙，会出问题的。
However, if you do not study the words and you do not understand the intent, and the application, and you're just simply searching for pieces, and you're not able to piece it together correctly.
哦，比如说，哎，啊，这个雅各哈，这个老雅各为他的孩子们祝福哈，啊，讲到犹大哈，说犹大是狮子。
For example, Jacob, when he was blessing, giving blessings to his sons, and he said, Judas is the lion.
哦，哎，那新约哈，那彼得也讲说，魔鬼像吼叫的狮子。
And in the New Testament, Peter once said in a verse that the Satan is like a roaring lion.
哦，所以，哎，你就把这两个狮子就拼在一起了。
If you put these two verses together without inappropriately,
难怪犹大会卖耶稣嘛。
And no wonder, you might say, no wonder Judas sold Jesus.
犹大是狮子啊，魔鬼是狮子，犹大就是魔鬼，老早就知道了嘛。
Because you would think simply that, well, because Satan is lion and Judah was possessed by Satan, and therefore that's why he did what he did.
那个狮子不是那边的狮子了，犹大那边的旧约狮子不是新约的狮子了哈，那旧约的犹大也不是新约的犹大，不要凑在一起啊。
In actuality, the two references of the Bible, both one in Old Testament, one in New Testament, have different meanings, different contexts, and you cannot simply just piece them together and equate them to be the same meaning.
哎，所以哈，我们讲到的人哦，绝对要在读经里头哦，在这个查研经哦，查经上要下功夫哦。
So it is absolutely essential for sermon speakers to put in your efforts in understanding and reading the Bible.
哦，刚刚休息的时候啊，有些弟兄姐妹哦，来跟小弟要那个哈、哦、上一堂，小弟说那个台湾哦总会出的神学院出的那个。套书哦，神学套书哦，那我会啊，copy 个几份哦，每个教会哦，每个教会小弟会给一份。那如果弟兄姐妹要，就从那个给哦，小弟给你们教会的那一份再去 copy 的啊、哦。
And during the break last session, a lot of people came up to me and wanting to get a copy of the reference material that I talked about from our General Assembly, and what I'll do is I will provide a copy to each church, and then you could also duplicate accordingly.
好，再一次哦，跟大家说抱歉，因为那个是中文的哦。
And once again, I'd like to apologize for the fact that those reference materials are in Chinese. 哦，
希望我们有双语这个恩赐的弟兄姐妹有感动的哦，也欢迎你哦，把它写成英文。
And I hope that if you're inspired and you're able to understand dual languages, that you're able to help the church in interpreting it.
好，那再来哈，我们从这个圣经来找材料哦。那我们呢就要谈说要采用这个经文的一些基本的原则了。
And going forward again in discussing how to choose materials from the Bible, we have to understand the basic principles of quoting the Bible verses.
第一个原则啊,
the first principle.
你所采用的要是这个真正的经文哦。
We have to use the genuine text from the Bible.
什么叫真正的经文？难道圣经有假的经文？
Why are we talking about genuine texts? Are there false texts?
小弟讲的真正的经文哦。我们举个例子了。
And in discussing this, I'd like to share with you one example.
来看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音第九章。
Gospel of Mark chapter 9.
第九章的二十九节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 29.
二十九节耶稣说非用祷告。那小字的那个部分说有古卷在此有禁食二字。这一类的鬼总不能出来，或作不能赶他出来，在这里哈，我们看到这个小字的部分有说有古卷在这里有禁食二字。
我这没有小字。
小字的意思就是说，当我们在选择经文的时候啊。
Basically, the concept is that when you're selecting text from the Bible,
要选择那个这个 各个版本哦，各个译本哦，都有的啦。
Basically, you would have to make sure that if you're going to draw upon the meaning of it, that you check throughout various versions of the Bible to make sure they're in line with each other.
好，不要选那个经文哦，这个原文没有的，或者其他的版本哦，其他的译本没有的。
Do not choose the text that does not exist in the original text, or that the text that or words that exist in a verse that do not exist throughout other versions of the Bible.
我们再看一个例子好了。
Another example.
约翰福音哦。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第三章。
Chapter
3. 三章的十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
十三节的中文哈，这里说除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Here it talks about no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
哦，那如果我们去查原文哦
，If you research into the words in the original text of the Bible,
就不一样哦。
It has a different connotation.
哦。没有那个仍旧在天哈、哦。
It doesn't talk about the one who came from heaven。
好，所以小弟曾经拿这个经文跟耶和华见证人会在谈。
So one time I used this verse and I was discussing with some folks at the Jehovah's Witness。
哦，我说这个经文讲说降生在地，仍旧在天，所以天父就是耶稣了。
Basically, I was using this verse by saying that the fact that no one's ever gone into heaven except one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Therefore, God is Jesus.
哦，所以在灵里头他们是原为一的。
And so in spirit they are one.
哦，他就告诉我说原文没有这一段。
And then their rebuttal to me was that, well, if you look at the original text, something is missing from that verse, and you're misquoting it.
我去查那个中西英哈，这个圣经对照，哎，果然就没有。
And so when I did the research, indeed they were correct.
哦，所以说像我们在采用经文哈，就要采用哈没有争议性的哦，这个真正的经文哦。
So the moral of the story is that when we use a text, we have to make sure that there's no contradicting interpretations or discrepancies.
好，那是第一个原则。
So that's the first principle.
好，那第二个原则啊。
The second principle.
哦，要正确的采用经文。
We must quote accurately.
哦，什么叫正确采用经文
？What does it mean that we have to quote accurately？
哦，就是要了解整段经文的含义。
Meaning we have to completely understand the message of the verse。
哦，不能够断章取义哦。
You cannot piecemeal things, and you cannot just be selective in what you like to draw from。
好，我们举个例子哦。
Give you an example。
哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章二十一节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 21.
二章二十一节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 21.
二十一节，若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍像？在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
二十一节
。
21. Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
好，这里哈，讲到不可拿、不可尝、不可摸。哎呀，那如果拿来，把它拿来当哈，不可以喝酒。不可以抽烟，不可以赌博，不可拿，不可尝，不可摸了。
So if you use this and just interpret that you cannot smoke, you cannot
you cannot smoke, you cannot gamble.
Gamble, right.
可以不可以、啊、
Is that accurate? Is that accurate extraction?
这一段不是在讲、哦、讲说禁酒、禁烟、禁赌啦。
This verse is not to talk about you cannot smoke or gamble or be drinking.
哦，所以有人就拿酒嘛，啊，尝烟嘛，摸牌嘛。
Because you could say, you're touching the cards or, you know, mahjong cards or taste, you're drinking alcohol or handling a cigarette.
那就你就断章取义了、哦、
That's, you're basically misinterpreting and misusing a Bible verse.
哦，那这个选取经文、哦、就没有正确的。
And consequently, you will be inaccurate in the usage of the verse.
好、哦，那再来第三个哈、哦，这个采用经文的基本原则哈、哦，就是要广泛的采用哈、哦，新约、旧约哦，这个保罗的也好哈、哦，彼得的也好哈、哦，这个广泛的采用。
The third principle is that we have to pull broadly from various books in the both in the New and Old Testament.
哦，经常有人就会批评说啊，你们教会啊都守律法，所以你们都是用旧约的经文呐、啊。
Many people criticize our church by saying that fact that we are keeping a lot of the laws in the Bible, therefore we only draw upon the Old Testament.
哦，所以我们新旧哦，新约旧约哦的经文的采用哦，要有平衡性。
So we must have a balance in extracting from.Both the New and the Old Testaments.
哦，那第四个原则就是哦，这个长短哦要合适。
And the fourth principle is that we have to quote or cite verses that you can adequately expound on within the allotted time.
哦，因为时间哦有限，你太长的经文你没办法把它 finish 掉。
Because your sermon is limited by time, and if you go into a verse too long.Or too complicated, then you don't have enough time to finish your logic.
哦，那第五个原则就是我们采用哦，啊，我们感动的经文。
The fifth principle is that we should use the verses that inspires us deeply.
哦，要讲出感动人的道理，要自己要先被道理感动。
If we want to touch people with our sermons, we first have to be touched by the words of God.
哦，如果你自己都没有被神的话感动，你怎么能够讲出感动人神的话语？
If we are not even inspired or touched by the words of God, how can we deliver a sermon that's going to inspire others?
哦，那第六个哦
，the sixth principle，
采用哦这个适合听到的人需要的经文。
We have to select verses that the audience need.
哦，当然了，不是哦。来个修补哈，不是那个来取悦人的哈，而是要对症下药的。
Obviously, it's not for us to try to find favor in people by telling them what they need, what they like to hear, but rather we should address the need of the congregation.
哦，那这个有时候也要取得平衡哈，不要偏激啊。
There has to be a balance to this, and we should not be too extreme one way or the other.
哦，有一个教会在建会堂。
Once there was a church in the process of constructing their
大家都很辛苦、哦、好不容易会堂建起来了
constructing their church and everybody put in a lot of effort and finally the church was built
哦，那结果、哦、有一个这个领会的人、哦他在道理上、哦、他这样讲
and then a speaker in his sermon he said this
哦啊这个哦神的殿啊，不是光靠这个外表了。
He said that the God's temple does not merely rely on the outer appearance or the outer makeup.
重要是我们内在的心殿啊。
What's important is the temple within our hearts.
哦，那外在的不重要。
The outer appearance is not important.
哦，这个一讲完哦，这个辛苦的这些工人好像被泼了一大桶冷水一样。
After he finished the sermon, those members that helpedput in blood and sweat in constructing the church felt like they were demoralized.
哦，过去哦，这个这么辛苦的哦，尽心尽力哦，费财费力哦，好像都白费了哦。
Because over the past few years, they've put in their blood and sweat, money and time into helping to construct the church. They felt like they've done everything in vain.
哦，内在的殿重不重要？很重要。哦，他讲的也没有错。
Is the speaker wrong in that the our inner temple is important. Of course it is.
哦，那但是如果说，哦，我们没有考虑到听到人的需要，哦。
However, if we do not consider the needs of the audience,
哦，我们在采选经文上，哦，偏颇了，哦，走极端了。
And if we're too extreme in our selection of verses or usage of verses,
哦，不但没有造就人，哦，反而变成伤害。
Then not only will we not be beneficial to this, the message will not be beneficial to others, but it will have a negative effect.
哦，那反过来也不对了，哦。
And the situation on the contrary would be incorrect or inappropriate as well.
哦，反过来哈，啊，你们哦都很好啊，哦，你们啊太棒了。
If you
一味的取悦人哦
，If your message overly praise people, overly encourage people.
哦，那哦啊，这又是另外一个极端哦。
Then that's the opposite end of the spectrum, and it has its own issues as well.
哦，所以我们要啊选择哈，适合哦这个听众哦，让听众得造就的经文哦。
So again, we have to select verses that will fulfill the needs of the audience.
哦，那再来哈，第七个哦。
The seventh principle.
然后要采选。适合环境需要的经文。
We have to use verses appropriate to the occasion.
哦，比如说灵恩会要到了。
For example, spiritual convocations is coming up.
哦，或者是哦，哎，母亲节到了。
Or Mother's Day might be coming up.
感恩节到了。
Thanksgiving might be coming up.
哦，或者是我们要建堂。
Or a church might be going through church dedication.
哦，要寻找会堂。
Or they're in the process of searching for a chapel.
哦，配合这个实际环境的需要来选择经文。
The usage of your verse in your sermon should be in accordance with the occasion or the context of what the members or the church is going through.
这也是我们采用经文的这个原则。
So again, this is one principle of using Bible verses.
哦，那第八个就是要有计划的采用经文呢。
The eighth principle is to use Bible passages systematically.
哦，可以配合这个年度的计划。
Maintain a continuous progression throughout the year.
哦，比如说一系列的哦，这个专题的这个哈、哦、这个讲座。
For example, you should plan out in a systematic way of various sermons throughout a year.
十诫。
For example, the Ten Commandments.
哦，登山八福。
The Beatitudes.
哦，或者是主导文。
Or the Lord's Prayer.
哦，这个哈、哦、就是有这个哈、哦。有计划的采用经文哦。
So you should have and think of a way to systematically roll out various lessons from the Bible.
哦，那适当的采用经文。
And once you appropriately use the Bible verses.
哦，能够帮助讲道人有准备的方向。
Then it provides direction for the speakers.
哦，也能够帮助听到的人哦有一个依据啊，能够明白所听见的道理。
Also helps the listeners to understand the message.
好，这个是从圣经里头采用经文的一个原则。
So these are all principles that we should keep in mind when we're referencing Bible verses.
好，那采用经文，我们要解释经文呢。
And once we decide upon the verse to use, we have to be able to explain it.
哦，所以啊，这一段哈、哦，我们接下来哦，要跟大家来谈怎么解释经文、啊。
So the next segment, we would like to discuss how we can explain the verses.
哦，不但我们在讲道的时候要注意。带领查经的时候也要注意。
This is something that we have to pay attention, not only during formal sermons, but also through your Bible studies and fellowships.
啊，解释经文有它的几个基本原则。
Again, there's few principles in basic exegesis of the verses.
我们再来第三个哈，黑的路上没有。哦，哎，第一个哈。就是按着字面的解释、哦、来解释经文。
The first principle is that we can interpret the words of the Bible literally.
哦、圣经是、哦、 神启示人写给人看的。
The Bible was inspired by God through humans to benefit humans when they read it.
哦，那最基本的哈，就是从字义上、字面上去了解。经文所表达的意思。
So the basic principle is obviously to understand the literal words of the Bible.
哦，就好像有人 email 或写信给我们。
For example, when somebody emails you or writes a letter to you.
哦，你一定是从字面上去了解他在讲什么。
The first thing you would do is to see if you understand the literal words that he or she uses.
哦，你不会把它用灵义来解释哈。
You're not going to go right.Away and trying to see if there's a spiritual lesson to be learned through the email.
太太，哦，这个写信告诉你，
if you're,
他想要买买一件新衣服。
If your wife emails you that she desires to purchase a set of clothes.
哦，那个帽子也很好看。
And she's found a hat that's also very nice looking.
哦，鞋子也不错。
Found a pair of shoes.
要买一套好不好？
So she asks you in her email, would it be okay for her to purchase the entire set of clothing?
你不会把它用灵异解释的哦。
You're not going to try and attempt to extract spiritual meaning from her message.
真理哦，真理哦，头盔嘛。
Because you could say, well, she's trying to say the hat represents spiritual helmet or hat.
鞋子是福音哦，传福音哦。
Or that the shoes may represent the gospel.
你还问你太太说啊，你怎么没有买腰带呢？你没有真理呀。
You may even ask your wife, how come she's not going to buy a belt?Because it has a spiritual meaning.
我看没有人会这样去读你太太写给你的信哦。
I don't think anyone would try to expand upon a simple email from someone like this.
哦，所以第一个哈，我们呢就是要按照从这个字面的意思上去了解我们所采用的经文哦。
So the first thing we must do is to try to understand the verses through its literal interpretation of words.
哦。所以圣经虽然是神所默示的，但是却是用人能够懂的话语来记载。
Even though the Bible is inspired by God, but it still is conveyed in a way through words where we can understand.
哦，所以我们要对这个我们所采用的经文要详细的来阅读详细来观察。
So it's imperative for us to pay careful attention to the wording.The phrasing, repetition of the Bible.
照着这个经文的情境，时空背景来读它。
We also have to ascertain the main and the sub themes from the passage.
了解它当中的这个用的词句，还有重复的一些强调的这个措辞啊。
We have to pay attention to the choice of words, the sequence of phrases.And also, if there are any repetitions.
哦，什么是主要的？什么是次要的
？What is the main point of discussion? What would be the supplement theme that the verse is trying to convey?
不可以从本末倒置的。
You cannot get those two wrong.
哦，或者是有所偏废哦。
You cannot veer away from the intent or the message of the Bible.
哦，如果你不清楚那一句话的这个。那个字的意思你可以参考不同的版本做比较。
And if you aren't clear as to the intent or the message of the verse, you can clarify by doing research and referencing different versions of the Bible.
好，那这样我们就能够了解那一段那一句到底在讲什么。
That way, it gives us clarity and full understanding as to what the passage is trying to say.
好。那第二个从这个经文的观察，我们要分辨出它只是叙述呢，还是一个命令教导
？The second principle in understanding the verses is to distinguish whether the passage is in a narrative form or in a didactic format.
如果是命令是吩咐，我们就要遵行了。
If it's delivered in a narrative format, then we have to We have to take it accordingly.
哦，就像洗脚礼是主耶稣吩咐的，你们当如此行那就是要遵行了。
For example, the foot washing passage from the Bible basically gives us a very clear direction that you must follow this example, therefore we have to obey.
那如果是叙述的，就是从当中找出教训。
If it's in the format of a narrative where it requires more searching for the intent or the lesson behind it.
比如说这个祭奠，For
example, the
士师祭奠。
For example, the example or the prophet Gideon.
Judge
Gideon. The story of Judge Gideon.
他为了明白神的旨意，多次的试验神。
And the Bible says that because he wanted to understand God's will, he repeatedly tests God.
一下子要羊毛，这个是干的，旁边地是湿的，一下子要旁边地是干的，羊毛是湿的。
Through a lot of actions, meaningless actions, he is trying to find the message or the direction from God.
有人说，你看，所以我们也可以像基甸一样，来试试看神，要不要我出来当传道。Some
people may misinterpret that the story of Gideon by saying that, well, look at him as an example. We should continuously test God and see if he's able to reveal his intent or will to us.
看看我这一期的 lottery 会不会中。
We may test God to see if we will be able to hit the lottery or jackpot this month.
如果中了，就是神要我出来当传道。
If we buy the lottery and if I hit jackpot, and consequently that to me is a signal that I should become a pastor.
不可以这样了。
And you cannot use these meaningless tests to test God.
基甸他试验，那是一个叙述。
The fact that Gideon did what he did, the Bible described that in a narrative fashion.
就好像说亚伯拉罕也好，以撒、雅各、大卫、所罗门都娶了很多的太太。
For example, other examples would be Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon. They were they had a lot of wives.
那所以我也可以娶很多太太。
Based on that, you can draw the conclusion. You could say that then I can have many wives.
那个也是叙述，并不是教导，不是吩咐。
Again, those are merely narrative format in the Bible, and they're not meant to be didactic or actually with providing directions to us.
那再来第三个，我们按照字面的这个来解释经文。 我们要分辨，是字义还是经义。
And the next principle in our learning of the Bible verses is whether if the passage is literal or figurative.
我们来看这个马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
5:29
Matthew chapter 5:29
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。30节
30.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不要叫全身下入地狱。 这个是字义还是经义？
So the question is this verse literal verse or figurative?
真的有人一看到，我的眼睛刚刚才看的不应该看的电影，怎么办？真的把眼睛给挖出来。
So you may take it literally, then what happens if you saw something that's you're not supposed to see, and are you going to gouge out your eyes?
那历史上有一个神学家。 看到耶稣所说为天国而自阉的，他真的把自己阉了，后来才说那个是经意，也不是自意，很后悔，但是已经阉了。阉是怎么讲？已经没有办法生育的了。Okay,
so there once was a person, a religious person, that he had a surgery performed on him, so he cannot bear any children because he felt that the Bible message taught him that he should not do that because it's a hindrance to his work for God.
Oh, 那个, 啊, 马太十九章的十二节呢?
Let's look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 12.
十二节，因为有生来是阉人，也有被人阉的，并且为天国的缘故自阉的，这话谁能领受就可以领受，所以他真的 就把自己给阉了。
So after reading this verse, he made himself a eunuch.
这个就是不了解到底是字义还是经义。
So obviously this person reading this verse did not understandwas not able to distinguish whether this passage is literal or figurative.
哦，所以我们在解释圣经的时候，啊，要哦这个第一个原则就是按照字面上哈来解释哈，但是我们要知道哈，啊是它是字面上的意思，还是哦它的这个属灵的意思哈。
So, so of course, we would in our process of interpreting the literal meaning of the Bible, we have to be able to distinguish whether if something is supposed to be taken literally, and so, if whether something has spiritual teachings that are figurative.
哦，那第二个哈啊，我们在解释经文的基本原则哈，就是要以经文解释经文。
And the other point is that in our in our study of the verses, we have to try to explain the Bible with the Bible.
这个就是我们说的以经解经。
And basically, we're using verses to explain other verses.
同样的，在以经文解释经文，也有几个要注意的。
And likewise, in doing so, there's a few things that we have to be careful of.
比如说我们要注意同类的一个经文。
For example, we have to take note of similar passages.
同一卷或者是别卷，有出现的相同一件事情的描述。
We have to take note of similar, different narratives of the same incident that appears in different books.
比如说主耶稣的言行，我们可以从四卷福音书来对观。
For example, we could study the behavior or the characteristic of Jesus Christ through the various gospels, book of gospels.
以色列的历史可以从这个列王历代来对观。
The history of the Israelites, you can reference and draw upon through the book of Kings and Chronicles.
好，这个就是用在以经文解释经文可以要注意的一个原则。
So this is one principle that we have to keep in mind in our attempts of explaining verses with verses.
那另外我们就是像刚刚讲的这个同样的这个词句的经文
And as previously mentioned, the other principle is we have to take note of recurring keywords.
好。那这个我们要小心。
We have to be careful of that as well.
要知道它的上下文。
We have to understand the context, have to read the verses leading up to it and verses after it.
不然就会牛头对到马嘴去的。
Otherwise, you will have trouble piecing it together.
小弟在这个什么在这个网络上看到有个佛教徒从他的名字什么释什么那个但是释迦牟尼那个释看出他是个佛教徒他在解释圣经呢。
I once read a passage or an article from a person claiming to be part of related to the Buddha, and he actually was trying to explain the Bible verses.
他说魔鬼是早晨之星，明亮之子，你为何坠落那个就是在讲魔鬼，早晨之星，明亮之子
明亮之子
，Morning Star
Okay, so he was trying to say that the Satan is the Morning Star.
主耶稣也是明亮的晨星。
And however, in the Bible, we know that Jesus Christ is also the shining or star.
It's Morning Star.
Morning Star.
所以你看。耶稣就是魔鬼啦。
So that's why he was trying to say Satan is Jesus, or Jesus is Satan.
看得真的是很生气，根本乱解释圣经。
I was pretty mad after I read his explanation.
所以我们 用圣经工具也好，哦，经文汇编也好，要注意那个上下文，哦，是不是在讲同样的东西，啊。
So it is important for us in explaining the Bible and that we have to obtain the context of the verse by making sure we understand the context leading up to it and also the context following that verse.
才不会哦，错解经文哦。
That way we won't misinterpret the Bible.
那我们哦，这一节就先跟大家学习到这里哦。
So, this will momentarily conclude the session.
我们休息一下再继续。
And we'll take a break and we'll continue.
我们休息到二十分。
And we will take a break until the 5:20.
好，我们同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.